This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are traveling Thursday to Surfside, Florida, where search and rescue teams are working for an eighth day at the site of a partially collapsed condominium building. Local officials late Wednesday said the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18, including two children. The White House press secretary said the president and first lady would be meeting with family members who have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking the first responders and rescue teams. It's unclear if the Bidens would go to the building site itself. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit building collapsed 1 week ago, and since then, rescue workers have been slowly picking their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It wasn't clear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. And U.S. college athletes nationwide are now allowed to profit from their use of their name, image, and likeness, according to a ruling by the NCAA. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.